Welcome to Private View, Adrian Searle's regular look at major contemporary art. In this episode, Adrian goes clubbing and takes a long, hard look in The Mirror, a work by Elm Green and Dragset.
Here we are on a side street in Islington in North London. And we're going clubbing. You and me. And we're going to a place called The Mirror. I can see the pink neon shining and flashing on and off. And what looks like an old warehouse. The person is going in front of me. And this is a special club. Oh, over 18s only, it says there. The man at the door. Thank you very much. Thanks. Welcome to The Mirror. Well, there's one or two people here. A desk. Seem to be letting us in. But there's no one on the dance floor. And the disco ball has crashed to the floor. Broken shards of glass. Dead cigarettes in the ashtrays. A strew of beer bottles on the floor. A sad last song. The spotlight. On nothing but a balloon. On the dance floor. No one here in the dark. Although I was rather expecting the odd furtive character to lean against the wall. All that's up against the walls are more bottles. And the people who are here don't really look like they belong. It's not their kind of place. I don't even know if it's my kind of place yet. I said we were going out. Maybe what we were really doing tonight was coming out. This was supposed to be a really raunchy gay club. And as I look at some very dim photographs on the wall, huge photographs, I can see a young man with a big cock. Or perhaps two young men. They seem to be doing something. And on the other wall, in the very low lighting of this sad and abandoned club, more pictures of what looked like it once was fun, but maybe isn't anymore. I feel I need a drink, but maybe I need to go to the loo first. Da-dee-dee-dee-dee-da. Phew. Afternoon. It whiffs in here. I don't know if it's the plumbing. That funny old sock smell of poppers. Or the tang of those little sweeties you get in urinals. They really whiff. Deep in your asshole, I feel at home, it says on the toilet door, on the cubicle door. Fashion fags go home. Fallen stars, what we can, what waste. Smell my whatever it is. Oh, and in one of the cubicles, there's a couple of chaps. I wouldn't try the sink. The plumbing's got itself all knotted up, and it isn't going anywhere. Looks a bit like a homage to Robert Gober, that one. Everything I think is an artwork, or supposedly. Even all the old bits of paper and tissue in the bin. The condom machine looks empty. 3 for €1. Not much fun to be had in there. The bloke that was in there, he scarpered when I went in. Gave him a smile. Let's see what else we... Right. If I look up, I can see a mirrored ceiling and myself in it. And little lights. And a bar upstairs. With rows and rows of bottles. Glowing a sort of bluish light. Like bottles of fluorescent spunk. But it's probably only vodka under UV lights. But let's see if they'll let us go to the VIP room. It's a bit of a climb. Ah, relax. Did he? It's all dark up here. More pictures. Photos on the wall, and you can see these ones more clearly. They seem to be of the party that was here the other night. The last party. The last one that was ever here. The queues of guys outside the door of the mirror. Boys inside. One with his hand down the trousers of another. This is the first day of my life, it says. On one image. They're up to all sorts, they are. And here we are, at the top. VIP, it says. On a big metal door. Maybe you have to bang it in a special sequence to get let in. It's locked. We go no further. This is all about when it's over. It's about what happens when there's too much policing, too many regulations. You can't smoke, you can't drink all that much. Mind the neighbours, mind the noise. Unless you've got lots of dosh, you can't come here at all. It's a work by Michael Elmgreen and Ingar Dragset. It's a fake nightclub. It was only ever real once, for a few moments. A memory for some people, I guess. There's more people coming here, trying to get into the VIP room. But they never will. Try as hard as they might, they'll never get through. It's not our place, it's not their place, it's not anybody's place. It's really an art gallery. Done up to look like a fabulous club where people could have sex and meet each other and get drunk and get up to all sorts. It's not the first place they've transformed in one way or another. Did something to a Prada shop once. They transformed London Serpentine Gallery into a strange no zone, somewhere between a baggage handlers hall in an airport, a doctor's waiting room, or perhaps even a banker's waiting room. And there was a disco podium there too, in strange homage to the late Felix Gonzalez Torres. And we are back on the floor again, dancing alone, or dancing with a stupid balloon. I said we were going clubbing, you and I. I said we were going out. Maybe we were coming out. I think I'm going back in again now. This is all too melancholic, too sad, too weird, with all these collectors walking through on their way to another show in another part of the building. It's the last song, just for us.